Well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. Today's Wednesday, so we take the topic that we've been looking at on Monday and Tuesday. We start to see how it changes and affects the life of a Christian. We're looking this week at how Jesus related to the law of the Old Testament, whether he was here to abolish and throw it away, or whether he was here to just wholeheartedly endorse it, or as he says, to fulfill it. We're going to look at the second part of what he said now, where he said, "Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees and scribes, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." This is an incredible challenge from Jesus. He wants his followers to exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. And I asked you yesterday to consider how it could be possible to be more perfect, more good, more righteous than people who are professionally religious. See, the scribes and Pharisees were people who spent all day every day thinking about God's law and how exactly it should be applied in every possible scenario of life. And Jesus is saying he wants his followers to exceed that. It sounds ridiculous. It sounds impossible. But we have to ask ourselves, what does he mean when he says exceed? When he says he wants them to have a greater righteousness, we often automatically think that he wants them to have more, and there were already enough laws. How could followers of Jesus follow more laws than people who already had hundreds and hundreds of laws and thousands of variations on how to apply those laws? When we hear Jesus saying he wants his followers to exceed the scribes and Pharisees in righteousness, we often think he means more. He wants them to have more laws to follow than the scribes and Pharisees. And that's like saying you want more remote controls. You know how it is. You start with just a TV, but then, you know, you get a VCR, and then that's obsolete, and you get a satellite, and eventually you've just got a whole pile of remote controls. And it sounds to us like Jesus is saying he wants us to have more of something that we never really wanted in the first place. But in fact, what Jesus is saying is he wants his followers to exceed the scribes and Pharisees' righteousness in kind, not degree. He doesn't want them to just follow more laws. He wants them to actually follow his laws. It's kind of like replacing all your remotes with one Harmony remote. The idea behind a Harmony remote is that it takes all those different remotes for different single purposes, and it brings them all together in one device that can control everything. What Jesus wants his followers to do is not to have more laws than everybody else, but to have a law of the heart, a righteousness of their hearts, rather than just an outward willingness to do what they're told. This fits with what Jesus teaches elsewhere, and what was prophesied hundreds of years before Jesus actually walked on the earth, where it was said that the Spirit, God's Spirit, would write God's law on our hearts. See, this kind of deep righteousness that's not just an outward obedience, but that's an inward heart change. It's evidence of new birth, of a new life being born inside somebody, being regenerated by the Spirit of God. And that's a good thing, because as Jesus says here, no one enters the kingdom of God without this kind of righteousness. And it sounds like if we have to do that, it's impossible, but because it's something the Spirit does in us, it is possible to enter the kingdom of God, because the Spirit gives us a new birth and a new heart that wants and is willing to follow God's laws. Jesus says his fulfillment of these laws is something in process, and it's something that will be complete when heaven and earth pass away in a mighty rebirth of the whole universe. This isn't just about a rebirth in our hearts, where written words will no longer be needed for a law. And all those things will pass away, and what will be revealed is a transformed world filled with transformed people, consistent with God's law, having transformed hearts. See, this is what Jesus means when he says greatness in his kingdom is measured by conformity to God's law. He's saying that those who are great in God's kingdom will be those who do and follow God's law. That, of course, is him. Earlier this week, I quoted Dietrich Bonhoeffer saying that the amazing thing about Jesus wasn't that he was adding new laws, but that he actually intended to follow God's laws. That's different from what the scribes and Pharisees were doing. They were adding to God's law and ensuring that others followed all the laws that had been added, whereas Jesus was about changing hearts. Jesus rejects distortions and additions to the law, but not the law itself. Jesus reasserts the law's authority, not the Pharisees' authority. Well, I have a question for you to consider. Think of an illustration to describe how Jesus fulfills the law. I used remote controls, but think of something else that you could say is being fulfilled in life and how that might describe how Jesus fulfills the law. Have a good time thinking of an illustration like that, and I'll see you tomorrow as we try to apply this teaching to our lives. Bye for now.